Our story begins at the Westside Hospital, where Adriana is in her room talking with Alexandra.
What are you talking about, Adriana? Why would you need to say goodbye to Charlie?
Because I'm never getting out of here, that's why.
Come on, don't think like that. Dr. Ramos isn't letting you out right away, but you will get out of this place.
Yeah, when I'm 80 years old. I can't ask Charlie to wait around forever.
Listen, we've already had this discussion. Charlie thinks you're the best thing that ever happened to him.
Well, I'm not. I'm the person who's keeping him from enjoying his life.
Welcome to Scripts and Scruples.
Why do you think that?
Before he came to Westside and met me, Charlie was always out having fun. He's told me about so many experiences he had. Things I would never think of doing. And now, he doesn't do anything.
That's not your fault, Adriana. That's Charlie's choice. Nobody's telling him to be miserable. If he's loyal to you, that just shows that he's a man of character.
Alexandra, can we please not argue about this? I need you to support my decision here. I've done everything wrong in my life that a person could possibly do, and I'm trying for once to do something right.
Okay. Tell me what you want me to do.
I wrote a letter for Charlie, telling him about my decision, and I want you to take it to him.
Adriana, are you sure this is what you want to do?
Yes. I've done nothing else but think about this for days.
Do you really think Charlie is just going to give up on you like that?
Once he reads this letter, I think he will.
It's so rare to find love like this, Adriana.
And that's why it's only fair that I do the right thing. Now, will you please take Charlie the letter?
Well, if this is what you really want, I'll do it.
At Alexandra's apartment, Lucas is home alone listening to music.
I'll be right there. Dad?
What's up, you little punk? You didn't think I would find you, did you?
Back at the Westside Hospital, Zoe is talking with Heidi at the nurse's station.
Zoe, I've made a decision. I'm going to give Adriana the cassette player that Charlie bought for her.
Are you serious?
I listened to the song and it was so good. It really surprised me. I don't see any harm in giving it to her. I'm going to slip it into her room today.
You know Nurse Grimm is working today. You'd better be careful.
I'm not scared of her.
What are you two talking about over there?
Nurse Grimm, hi.
I just got some news from Dr. Ramos.
What is it?
Dan Levin has been found. He's on his way back to Westside as we speak.
In Mandy's New Zealand apartment, Rachel, the new nanny, has just arrived.
Rachel, thanks for coming on such short notice.
No problem.
I was looking for someone a bit more experienced, but I'm afraid I'm in a hurry to get back to London. The agency assured me that you are highly qualified to take care of my little Angela.
I love children, Mandy, and I'm sure I'll love little Angela over there.
I'm sure you will. Let me introduce the two of you. Angela? This is Rachel. She is going to be your new nanny.
Oh, she is adorable.
I can't argue with you then. Now, I have made some notes for you. They're in the bedroom. Let me go get them.
Sure. How are you doing, Angela? You're such a sweet little girl. Ooh, but I think you need a diaper change. I might as well get started. Here we go.
Yeah.
Oh my God! You're not a girl!
At Murphy's Law, Charlie is sitting at the bar when Matt walks up.
Bartender, could I see your menu? Thanks.
You should try their barbecue chicken sandwich. It's pretty awesome.
Thanks.
Matt, hi. Good to see you again. Charlie, I'm sorry, but I won't be able to go with you today.
What? Why not? Wait a minute, why are you even working today? You said you would have off.
I did, but I got called in. I'm sorry.
Oh, man, I made plans for us to get a tour of the production company today. I was really hoping to get your feedback.
I wish I could go. God knows I'd rather be doing that. But I'm covering someone's shift this afternoon.
Oh, well, guess I'll just have to go on my own.
Maybe not.
Huh?
Charlie, I want you to meet Matt Malone. He's the brother of my brother's best friend. And he's a professional singer.
Malone? As in Raven and Mac Malone?
Mac is my brother.
Oh, cool. Nice to meet you. So you're a singer?
Yeah, I actually just left my record label, so I'm in between gigs right now.
What kind of music?
All kinds, really. My album would probably be considered a cross between pop and jazz.
Interesting. I've met your brother Mac once, and Raven works for my brother Blake over at Manhattan Monthly.
Your brother? Blake Whitney is your brother?
Yeah, you know him?
Yeah, you could say that.
In Perry's office at Manhattan Monthly, Agnes has just arrived.
Miss Walker, are you looking for Rex?
No, Perry. I came to see you. Would you mind if I shut the door?
No. Go ahead. Have a seat.
I would prefer to stand. I want to talk to you about your relationship with my son.
My relationship? We work together.
You know there is more to it than that. I know what you're trying to do, Perry, and it's not going to work.
I don't understand what you're talking about, Miss Walker. Really?
The hell you don't. You have been cozying up to my son for months and months now. First you got him to take a job with you. Then you needed help with your mother. It was one thing after another to work your way into Rex's life.
That's not exactly how it happened, Miss Walker. Rex and I met through Raven and became friends. Why do you think there was some sinister plot going on?
Because you are gay and you have a thing for my son. It's been obvious to everyone for a long time.
So you think I have a thing for Rex?
I sure do, and I'm here to tell you that it's not happening.
Just what are you saying?
I want you to stay away from my son, starting right now.
Don't you think Rex might have something to say about that?
Oh, Rex loves lost causes and being the hero. He almost got himself killed trying to help your mother.
My mom was an alcoholic, Miss Walker. It was a disease that she could never get any help for.
Listen, I'm sorry that you lost your mother, Perry. Really, I am. But I will not accept you being in Rex's life, trying to convert him to this lifestyle of yours. What kind of mother would I be if I let this continue?
A good one?
I want you to stop seeing my son outside of work. There are plenty of gay men in New York. You don't need to bring Rex into the fold.
You really do hate me, don't you?
Hate is such a strong word.
That night I came over for dinner to get to know you better. You weren't really sick, were you?
Of course I was. Are you implying that I wasn't?
I'm just saying that you've had some awfully convenient headaches time, just right to ruin the time I was going to spend with Rex.
So you're admitting that you are after my son.
Rex and I are friends, and that's all I'm going to say about the subject. You really need to be talking to Rex about this, not me.
Rex is blind to what you're up to.
You know, why don't I call Rex right now and get him involved in this conversation?
No, this is between you and me.
Why? Rex is your son, and I think you should know that you're trying to interfere with his life.
Look, you little...
Oh, let me guess. Another sudden illness. Perfectly timed to get your way.
My head, it's killing me.
Good one, Miss Walker. You are very convincing, aren't you?
Harry...
Thank you.
Join us again on Monday for an all-new episode of Scripts and Scruples, a Radio Logo production.